This is AFN Pacific Radio Report. I'm Marine Corporal Devin Pomachon. While service members strengthen maritime partnerships and create bonds of trust during cooperation afloat and readiness training in Thailand, relationship building can sound a little different when it's all about that base. Lance Corporal Jacob Colvin reports.
As part of CARA Thailand 2017, the band Orient Express gave the kids a break from class so that they could teach them about the rockin' side of the Navy. But the kids weren't the only ones having fun. Reporting from Bom Banglamun School in Thailand, I'm Lance Corporal Jacob Cole.
From songs to summits, we now head to Singapore, where the Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's premier defense summit, is about to begin. Marine Corporal Paul Williams is there.
I'm here at the Shangri-La Hotel, where defense leaders from over 50 nations prepare to talk about new strategic and security improvements for the Asia-Pacific region. Since its inception in 2002, the Shangri-La Dialogue has presented an easily accessible platform for leaders to communicate from around the world. For the first time this year, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis will talk about how the new administration plans to engage regional challenges. For more coverage, check out AFN Pacific.
Building relationships around the region is important, but so is maintaining readiness at home. MCAS Iwakuni gets an important update. Here's more from Marine Corporal Kate Busto.
United States Naval Ship Richard E. Byrd docked outside of Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni's harbor to resupply the air station with new ordnance and remove the old. Marine Sergeant Jesse Flanagan, the Quality Safety Observer, spoke about the importance of the resupply.
I think it helps if we have fresh ordnance to do the job that needs to be done in case of attack, or we have fresh supplies. I think that was the main priority of today, is make sure everything's fresh and ready to go.
Marines observed and assisted with the transportation of ordnance to properly move it onto the air station.
This has been your AFN Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.